Shalmi Kalayim Daf Mem. So the Mishnah, we had the Mishnah before, we quoted it already a few days ago. We have a Machlokes, the Mishnah, Meshama Meis Hillel. We know that Halacha is when you plant a Zera in a Kerem, so it depends if you have a sixth Fakim, if you're doing from a single one, from a Yakid, from an individual grapevine, you only need sixth Fakim. If you're doing it from a full vineyard, you need four Amos. And the question is, what is considered a vineyard? We had a Machlokes, we quoted this the other day, Machlokes Beshama Meis Hillel. Person planted a row of five vines. Beshamei omen kerem. Beshamei says it's considered a kerem. Beshilov says eino kemachi yishtei shuros. It's not considered kerem until you have five vines in two rows. In other words, everyone agrees that five vines is what you need to make a kerem. The only question is, does it have to be in one row or in two rows? Beshamei says even one row works, and Beshilov says no, you have to have two rows. So therefore, that's the Machlokes Tanoim in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah continues, the Fikach, therefore comes out of this Machlokes, Azarei Arba Amatzer B'Kerem. Person plants a seed, a Zera, within four Amos of a Kerem. You have to have four Amos of a workstation. Gemara says, Halacha is, the Gemara says it has to be there, Zera Amatzer B'Kerem. A person plants it there, and it remains there long enough to be able to be considered as part of taking root. He makes one of them, one of the rows became Aser. Both of them become Aser. Both become Aser. Again, when the Torah says Adir, it becomes Kalayim, it becomes Aser. We say, it depends on what you're doing. If you need one row, then that row becomes Aser. If you need the two rows, like Beis Hillel, then Halakas, it becomes, both of them become Shuros Akas. The Lashon of Tikdash is, the Pneumosha says, Kidesh is Lashon Peng Tikdash, Kodesh, Shura Akas, Mikra Kerem. It's called a Kerem. Makadesh, you make it into holy, you make it into a Kerem, that's the Halakas would be. You need to have two in order to be able to be considered, according to Beis Hillel, to be considered a din of a kedusha. The lashon of pasuk is tam tikdash amalei azera asher tizra tivus akerem. So the Torah uses the lashon kadosh, and therefore that's the halacha we apply when we're trying to go ahead and avoid the issue of kalayim. But they shouldn't be mekadeh; they should make it aser. So at the Gemara that we see over here, halacha is that you have to have an area, a space area, whether it's one or two, is the machlokes tanoim. So the Gemara says, and we discussed also the issue, does it have to be in the entire length of the place or just a small part? We had several different opinions in Machlokes Tanaim, several of the Tanaim, how much you need. The Gemara wants to discuss, what's the look in such a case, according to Beis Shammai's Hill, if you planted it in a specific location, in a specific direction? Zatak Gemara. Case number one, Zera, a person went ahead and you planted, in the case of the Mishnah we're talking about, where you went ahead and you planted a Zera Keneged Emtzoi. You planted a seed in one spot within, in the middle of the, in the middle one. You have three, a row of you have four Amas area. You have five different vines. You took the middle one and you made it in, you planted a seed next to it. So that's the halacha. What's the halacha in such a case? So then Gemara says, Adai to Beis Shammai, going to Beis Shammai, it's a kerem. You have five, it's considered a kerem and it's aser. And oyser has called shuva, the whole thing becomes aser. Because this is the kerem. The only thing the Torah aser is to say a din of kalayim, of kodesh, if it's a kerem. So therefore, according to Beis Shammai, it's enough to be considered, one row, it's enough to be considered aser kalayim. And it's aser. The whole thing becomes aser. The only answer is three vines in the first row, three in the second one. Because why? Because you don't need, you have to have two, you got to be over two rows. So if you have two rows, then it only goes ahead, and the ones within the four amos, it only answers three on each row, doesn't answer the other ones. Case number one. Case number two is the one. Person planted a seed facing one of the Kenegan Emtzai. You have a space in between the middle vine, and you have a vine on each side of it, and you put it Kenegan the space of the middle one, between the middle one and the ones on each side. Not right in the middle, but neck between the middle and the ones on the side. Since you have one's enough, and now you put it in the middle, so therefore you answer the two on each side. Each one, two on each side are going to be considered answer. But Chamisha Zezu, what about the fifth one? Remember we said there are five. So we only have two and two. What about the one? What about the fifth? What's the look of it? They would say it's us or not. I want to know which one we're talking about, which one's the fifth. Neymar, Hezeroyim, Karev, Nakas, Mayim. If you're putting the seed next to two, closer to two of them, two of the vines, Really osros. Then all five vines are considered osur. Because we say the middle one, the side, then all consider part of it together, all consider kalayim. People laugh, but we don't consider that it's considered a planted directly in the middle, and it would be considered that it would be closer to the Dovar Yisr, Ariel Mutaris, then would be considered mutar. Because it's not next to where the kalayim is. It's spaced enough away, and that it's not going to be a din kalayim according to what we're saying. It's not going to be osur. So the Chayyur, the Gemara says, according to that halacha, when would it be mutter? It's like the Gemara. I'll die to the base Hillel, according to the base Hillel. If you have two rows, and therefore it has to have also, the seats have to have, asses four, in front and facing two rows behind it. So in order to be considered going ushering on both sides, on both of the krum, and both sides of the krum, has to be that's in the middle. And also, and you're ushering four vines in front of the two. So therefore, you don't have the five, you have the four in front of the two. And that's the reason why it could be considered usher. The Gemara says that's another possibility what the case would be usher in the Mishnah. The Gemara says, tries another case, you planted a seed facing the corner of one of the corners. So you planted it. So what's a shura sura? What's considered usher? Ezu chazu. This one's equal. That you want to consider usher. So here, that both of them are considered equal. Both of them are considered shura. Both of them are connected as aviz. So therefore, both of them are considered would be considered usher. There's none. One is not more closer than the other one. Both would be considered usher. So the Gemara says, if so, is that according to everybody? Gemara says, daite to Beis Hillel. Oh, you say time connected time. According to Beis Hillel, will come out. We ask it to. Two versus Shnayim. Yotzei Zanam Mikam, Yotzei Zanam Mikam. And which one produces a tail that sticks out from each side is the only way the division that we have of the Chavak Dishah. The way that we're dealing with it to make it whole, to make it kadosh, we have to have it where it's separate, where it's considered from each side is a separation. And that the Gemara is saying, Yotzei Zanam Mikam Mikam, comes out of each one in order to be considered kadosh. If you don't have that, it's not going to be considered also. That the Gemara, what about one more case? Sorry, can I get a bean shabbat care service? You planted it, the seed, next facing the spaces between the corner and the one next to it. So you have it in the space in the corner, but not mamish in the corner, between the corner and the vines on the other side of it. So it's confusing to where do you belong to? I thought you were Shammai or something. Sure, because the whole thing was all considered Aser. All considered his Aser, and he answers it. But that would be according to Beis Shammai, but not according to Beis Hillel. What about Beis Hillel? That's Beis Hillel. When it says it would be considered Yotzei Shnayim, Kenegat Shnayim, Akos Yotzei Zanim. You have a seed, a Zera, two Kenegat two, and one Yotzei Zanim. One's going out, a tail from it going out, the way it's shaped. Shisha is a zoo. Then where's the sixth vine? Where's that going to be Yotzei? Shisha Bishon or Shnei Bishlishas. Either three vines in the first row, and second vine in the third row. Either way, we say it's considered as if you're making it, you're separating it, and it would be considered, in this case, it would be okay, because it does not become get a Zera, it does not get a din of the Tos Kedusha, does not get a din of becoming part of the next thing, because it clearly shows that you're separating it and you want it to be separate from the original division.